Good morning. Good morning. I hope I have some of my nappy girls listening. I wanted to talk about, I had a few things I actually wanted to speak about. I don't know if I told, I think I told you guys. I did, I'm telling you, my mind is like everywhere. I'm like doing a million and one things at a time. Home, school, dog, kids, business, trying to, I'm sorry, but I just use Instagram. Now I'm trying to learn Facebook because I have a business account on Instagram for Nappy, which is capital N-A, three P's, Y, underscore, underscore. So now I'm trying to open up this. I'm trying to link it to my Facebook, and I don't really know how to, I don't really know how to, how can I say this? I don't really know how to work Facebook. It's like I'm trying to understand, like, what am I here for? Like, so I do it the same way I do Instagram. But what I notice is that it says, what's on your mind? So normally when I post a picture on Instagram, I just post a picture. Is that what I should do with Facebook, just post pictures? Or am I supposed to be like, what's on my mind for today? Like, I'm just a little confused. And then I'm trying to see other people's feed, but I don't know if I can just see random people's feed, because I think I have to be following you in order to see the activity. And I'm not even following that many people because I'm trying to find things that are informative for me as my business. So I'm trying to find things that's going to benefit me, and where things, the places, businesses, groups that I can take something from, that I can actually learn from. So I'm still like in the process of actually building the Facebook. I'm also trying to find things that are informative to me, because I'm still searching for a lot of information. And I found a few things. I think I found black businesses, black beauty supply businesses, and things like that. And they give a lot of information. And I started a group, Nappy Girls. I started the group also. So, but I'm trying to figure out, I just got to get the hang of this. I tried to go on, I go on from my phone. Then I tried to go on from my iPad, because I know sometimes it looks a little different and it's a little better when you go on from a different device. And I tried to go on with my tablet, and I'm like, huh, I'm sorry. Maybe I have to spend a little more time with it, get to know it. But I'm trying. Every day so far, I've been actually, every free chance I get, I'm like in my phone trying to figure out this Facebook thing. And then I have a problem because I initially had an account, which was in a personal account, and I only have one phone. I don't have, like, three and four cell phones. I have one cell phone. I don't have a house phone. So my phone number for my old account was on the page, on my personal account. So now that I have my new account, I have my phone number on there. So now when I go on, I want to deactivate or close my old account. But every time I put in my phone number to access my new account, if I thought I deactivated the old account, I'm sorry if I'm confusing. When I put in my phone number, I think if you don't go into it within 14 days or something, then it'll be blocked. But I go into it, and then it access both of the pages. So I don't know. I don't know if that's the problem. Then I tried to take the phone number off, but then it's telling me that I have to have a phone number on. So I put one of my old phone numbers on there, and then they said, then I get a response that says they're going to send me a confirmation text or something to my phone. I don't even have the phone anymore. I'm like, oh my God, why is Facebook being so difficult with me? Like, let me just say I want to close the account and let me close the account. Why are you taking me through the, I guess, I don't know if they have, like, scams where people go in and try to close your account. Like, who the hell gives a shit about my account? I don't know, but crazy things happen. Really, a lot of crazy things happen. So that's been my struggles for the past few days, trying to build a Facebook account, trying to draw attention to my Facebook and my Instagram, trying to get as much knowledge as I can about My business, Nappy Girls, Nappy, trying to get as much information about that. I'm sorry, I have my, like, in the process of purchasing a property, so I'm trying to get all of that paperwork together. But the great thing about it is that I am learning, getting so much information, so much. Like, I am, like, soaking up so much information, and I am keeping myself busy. I'm not just, like, I'm out the way because I'm taking care of business. So I went to, I'm also learning how my niece is teaching me, or not teaching me, like, she makes her own deep conditioner. So now her and I are working on a few things together. And it's just good to have, like, not just my own thoughts and my ideas, to have somebody else's thoughts and ideas. Because sometimes it's like, oh, yeah, good, great idea. Oh, my God. And then when you throw out your idea, she's like, oh, that's a good idea. And then when it comes together, it's like you're thinking that you have so many thoughts when it's more than one person. And so that's really good. I really, like, see, I think that's good when you have somebody there you can collab with and throw ideas at each other, throw information at each other, because then you get to figure out which one you think is best. Then you have, it's just like, I don't know, it's really good when you got that, when you have that. But so what am I actually doing? Oh, I did, my niece and I, we took a trip to New York. We were looking for distribution or vendors for our supplies, and we went to, like, West 28th. West 28th, and I wasn't pleased. The reason why I went there was because when I got my hair braided, the woman that did my hair, she had some supplies, and I asked her where she got it from, and she directed me to that location. That's where she get her supplies from. So I went there in the area. I hope I went to the right store, but I didn't like it. It's not that I didn't like it. I didn't like the prices there, because what I buy there, it's not good for me or to my advantage for me to buy a product that's going to cost me $7-$8 in your store, and I'm only going to be able to make $6 off of it in the store, because it costs about $6-$7 in the store. So that doesn't help me at all. Like, I don't want to do business like that. I need to be able to make something off of my product. If I can't make anything off my product, then I can't buy from you. And then when I think of wholesale, that's not, because you're selling me a pack of six, which is still charging me the price as the retail store, which is like $7-$8 for each piece. Well, if it's $7-$8 in the store, you're charging me $6 or $7 for there, because I got six pieces. That's not making sense to me. First of all, I'm paying gas to travel over to New York, tolls to get to New York. Then I have to come in, and I got to put all this work in, all for another dollar, a dollar or two. That's not working for me. So I need to get better prices. So that's what I've been doing. That's why I started the Facebook, because I wanted to reach out to different communities and find out where are they going for these vendors. Where are they where they can actually make a living off of selling products and getting something back for it. So that also led me to go to YouTube to do some research on YouTube. So I went to YouTube, and on YouTube, oh, my God, it's a whole world there. So they were talking a lot. And this is something that I never even knew. They were actually talking a lot about owning a beauty parlor, beauty salon, well, basically a beauty supply store. And they were talking about how it's so hard to get a beauty supply store because, and it has a lot to do with race. And the thing about it is sometimes that is the underlying factor. I don't understand why. I don't know if anybody does. Maybe because that's how it started here, but I don't understand why different people, cultures, races try so hard to keep us, when I say us, I mean African-American, black people, they try so hard to keep us down. So, in this community with the beauty supply thing, they have a code where they have a lot of big vendors, and the big vendors are Asian vendors. And from what I understand from my research, what I've been seeing and what I've been going through is that they don't like to, like, let black people in. That's why we see so many Asian beauty supply stores, because they only want to do business with their, they only do business with their own kind so that they can keep their own money generated. It's a multi-billion dollar industry, and they don't want us to have any parts in it. Although it's our money that's funneling this business, that's being passed around, generated, they're getting rich off of our dollar, because you don't understand how much black women do to their hair. We have to do, we don't have to, but we choose to do so much to our hair so that it is to our liking. And there's nothing wrong with that. I will, if I have a few dollars or so to do something, to buy something for my hair, to do something for my hair, to put something in my hair, and I want to do it because I want to look beautiful, then I'm doing it, okay? We put a lot of money into it, and at some point, we should be actually benefiting from it. But it's hard, but they make it so difficult for us to benefit from it because they don't like to do business with us. One guy was talking, they had like a, I was looking at something on YouTube where there was like a bunch in the community, there was like a bunch of different salons, beauty supplies, they all came together because it was hard for them to get their product. And they were saying that when they tried to reach out to these big vendors, that they were asking them if they were black over the phone. And if you were black, they can't, no, no, they can't sell to you. No, they can't sell if you're black. And that's horrible, because in that, I have, in that beauty supply store, where are the ones walking in? You don't see, I haven't seen where an Asian is walking into a beauty supply store. None in my area. I don't see any Asians walking into the beauty supply store and buying these products. So it's our money that's keeping it alive, that's sending their kids to college, that's buying homes, that's put into their, it's our money. And I just think that we should be able to have a piece of it, a big piece of it, because and the, because it's just, it's ours, and it's in our community, and it's just, I don't know, it's just like something that really, not really bother me, but that doesn't sit well with me. It's like when I go into other communities and I see, like, for instance, my husband and I went to Jersey City to go to Just Be Cloth, and going there, and I, there was like a area where it's a lot of Indians there, but you have Indian-owned businesses. They're shopping there. Their money is there. They are circulating their money. I don't see that in my community. Don't trust me. I see a lot of black people spending their money, but I don't see any black business owners. I don't see that, and that does not sit well with me. I don't even really shop down there. I don't see any black businesses. I don't see any black, I know one black owner. No, I know a black guy that owns the building that provides, that rents out to black businesses. But other than that, I just have, I just see mainly other races. But then when I used to go get my hair doobie, it was in a predominantly, like, I think Puerto Rican area, like North New York, I think it was. And there, you see their flags hanging, their shops are on, they have different Spanish food spots. But mind you, they all can be, it could be on a strip, on a block. There could be three Spanish food restaurants. They're all mainly selling the same thing. I normally go in there and I get white rice with red beans. I can go to any store out there and get it. So one business doesn't hurt the other business if you're doing if you're doing the same thing. But because they are all, like, nobody is, I guess you pick which one you like, just off your personal experience or your tasting on food. But they're all, I say that to say they're all making money, but they're all like, in their community. Like, they can look out for each other. They could, like, but we don't, I don't really see that. And I don't know. I just really think that it's a time for it. And we got to start opening businesses and generating our money within the community where we are spending our money. Because we're making the money, or we somehow get to the money, but then we give it. It's not being funneled through our community, like circulating there. We're pushing it all. I can't spend my money at this store and then they are putting away for their kids' college tuition who are African Americans. I'm spending it at a store where there's probably maybe Asians or Caucasians that own it, and then they're sending their kids, like, we're giving it away. And now I understand the bigger picture. Before, it was just more about my money. But I understand that my money is our money, and our money, we have to, it's just so important. But back to what I was initially talking about was the thing as far as finding the vendors. They had made it so hard for us. And a group of people had got together, and they were actually voicing their concerns and trying to figure out what they could do and why they were so upset, because we spent all our money there, and they won't let us in. They're keeping us out so that they can keep the money within themselves. They'll sell to other Asians, but they will not. They'll ask you, are you black? And so one woman was like, well, we should be able to sue them. That's a lawsuit, da 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 da. And so another lady was like, we probably could, but then that would bring attention to them, and then it would, she just said a whole bunch about it, like the reasons why they can't. I think she said because it would bring attention to them, and it just wasn't a good idea to have to pay for lawyer fees and all of that. She was basically saying that the best thing to do is to hurt them in their pockets. Basically, like, people understand money talk. So when you pull back your finances or you stop giving people money, then people start to kind of like be aware, or they see you. Or now you matter, or now your voice matters when you pull back your money and you stop. That's what hurts people the most, like when you stop giving them or they stop making money from you. And that's kind of how we have been boycotting and dealing with businesses as a race when we feel like we're not being treated fairly. We hurt them with financially. We take our funds from them. So that's basically what she was saying that they think we should do. I have to try to see the video again because I don't think I watched it completely. But I have to see the video again because I'm trying to figure out how it ended. But then that's kind of like the last part I heard of it. I don't know if it was a second part. But that's basically what I've been doing. Let me break for a second.